Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Hey, it's Sparky, 5 for 55 past the hour. Time for another Milwaukee Sports Time Out. Not a morning person? Well, you are now, because Wendy's is bringing you one more sweet reason to hop out of bed. The all-new Cinnabon Pull Apart. That's right, I said Cinnabon. It's the new go-to breakfast treat to satisfy those morning cravings. It's got all the flavors you love from Cinnabon, like that warm, sweet cinnamon sugar roll dough, the perfect ooey gooey texture, and a dollop of that signature cream cheese frosting. Get your day off to a sweet start with Wendy's Cinnabon Pull Apart. Joining us now is Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations. This Milwaukee Sports Timeout is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's about to change what it means to bet big and bet bold. With a huge video wall seating for over 200, an expanded food menu and more, the new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up this May. All right, Rick Schlesinger, what's the one thing Brewers fans should know as they get ready to head into this 2024 season?
I think they should be prepared for an incredible visual experience when they come inside the bowl and see the brand new displays that have been put in place. We have more than doubled the size of the center field scoreboard. We've also added a large scoreboard in right field so we can have a lot of content, a lot of stats, a lot of video, a lot of crowd prompts, and it's a game-changing experience. I think the fans are going to love it.
Obviously, the other thing fans are going to notice right away is the change with parking this year.
Yep. So one of the biggest complaints from fans was the line of cars trying to get into the parking lots before the games. And, you know, people love to tailgate. They love to come in and watch batting practice, and they don't love to sit in their car. So we've eliminated those queues as you enter the parking lots. Right now, when fans come and drive in, they'll be directed by parking attendants to simply just park in a parking space. Once they are in that space, they will activate their parking. If you've prepaid for parking, it's very simple. You go and use a QR code or go to the Brewers page where your ticket is, click a few clicks, put in your license plate number, and away you go. If you have not purchased tickets, you go to a QR code that's available everywhere on the ballpark or go into the app. You put in your credit card information, your license plate, a few more clicks, and you go in. This avoids all the lines and makes it a much more easy, accessible space. Opportunity to get in the ballpark. And like anything else, it's new, so we expect there'll be a few hiccups, and we're going to have hundreds of parking attendants at the ballpark, at the lots, to help people and answer questions. And again, after a few opportunities, I think people really like it and really enjoy it. And again, no lines to get into the lots.
What do people do that either don't have a cell phone or that have a flip phone that can't do that?
Yeah, we have kiosks at the parking lots where people can go in, and as you see in a lot of lots in Milwaukee, you just put your credit card in, you put your license plate, swipe the credit card, and you're paying for parking that way.
So will each space have a number as far as how to justify that you paid, or is there a receipt you put in your windshield then if you do it that way? Or
no, it's all technological. We have license plate recognition technology, so cameras throughout the ballpark. So it's literally tied to your license plate. So your license plate will register that you've paid, and it's not tied to a specific space. It's tied to your license plate.
Perfect. All right. That works. Very good there. Same type of pricing as far as parking goes, as far as, you know, games against the Cubs will cost more than games against the Pirates and so forth?
Yeah, we did not increase parking prices this year, and it's always less expensive to purchase in advance, and we encourage people to prepay for parking because – especially on opening day and other days, parking is in short supply, but it's just much easier and simple to prepay for parking. It's cheaper, and it'll be quicker when you're in your spot because it's just one less click.
Talk about the 3rd Street Market Hall and what they have going on with you guys over at American Family Field.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Yeah, so we're partnering with the people that made the 3rd Street Market all such a success downtown. We've got four ethnic food vendors, Venezuelan barbecue, we've got tacos and Asian fusion, and we're bringing those to the ballpark. It's going to be where the craft beer bar is and the specialty cocktail bar in the Loge level in Wright Field. It's a chance for people to, you know, sample some really good ethnic food made on the premises. And, you know, if it's successful, which we hope it will be, we'll expand it. But again, bringing 3rd Street Market Hall and its offerings to the ballpark, which is just another way to sort of, you know, bring different food cuisine to our fans who want variety.
Rick, I saw here that you guys were named the second best MLB stadium for food by USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards. I didn't know that thing even existed, the award that is. Where have you guys placed in years previous to this big second place finish this year?
Yeah, we have been in the top 10, but we have never placed as high as second.
Nice.
So as I'm happy about that, and it's something to aspire to. I'd like to be number one, but number two is not bad. And, you know, again, food is a big part of the experience. And while a lot of people love their traditional brats and dogs and peanuts and beer and sodas, you know, we want to provide different variety. We want to have different options. We've got some different hot dog specialty things. We've got a chicken parm sandwich. We've got the 3rd Street Market Hall Annex. So, you know, always trying to liven it up with adding different things, and hopefully people respond. And it's nice to be recognized by USA Today and the fans.
The one place where if you have kids, you always end up going, sometimes multiple times during the game, is the teen store. And we've seen some changes there too.
Yeah, we added about 1,000 square feet of space to showcase more product. We removed the hat wall, which was blocking half the store, and put it against the wall. So when you walk into the store, you can see everything in
sure.
one visual. We moved the cash registers to a separate room. So that was taking up space that we could show product. Now it's a much faster and seamless transaction opportunity. So people get their products, go and migrate to a separate area, do their transactions, and get out so they don't miss too much of the game.
When we talk about fan attendance, how are we looking for this year compared to previous years as far as ticket sales go, knowing that this might be a year of transition a little bit for the Brewers?
Yeah, tickets are up. So the good news is, you know, in all the key metrics, group sales, single game tickets, new season ticket sales, all of them are up. So we're ahead of where we were last year. You know, obviously new faces on the team, and the division's certainly tougher. And, you know, we're the defending champs, but there's a target on our back because every team in our division has improved themselves, and we've got some new faces, but I'm excited about the talent, and it's going to be an exciting, you know, season. And, you know, the young kids are poised and hungry and I think ready to break out and have some really great years.
Home opener coming up on April 2nd. Is there any tickets left for that, or is that sold out?
We just released a few holds from visiting team and season seats, so there are some tickets, not a lot of tickets left, but there's some smattering of tickets left, so I encourage folks to go to brewers.com, and there'll be some opportunities there. We will be sold out, but we actually just released some holds, so there's now a new batch of some tickets that are available.
That's awesome. Good stuff. He is the Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, joining us here on 1250 AM The Fan. Rick, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, so we're partnering with the people that made the 3rd Street Market all such a success downtown. We've got four ethnic food vendors, Venezuelan barbecue, we've got tacos and Asian fusion, and we're bringing those to the ballpark. It's going to be where the craft beer bar is and the specialty cocktail bar in the Loge level in Wright Field. It's a chance for people to, you know, sample some really good ethnic food made on the premises. And, you know, if it's successful, which we hope it will be, we'll expand it. But again, bringing 3rd Street Market Hall and its offerings to the ballpark, which is just another way to sort of, you know, bring different food cuisine to our fans who want variety.
Rick, I saw here that you guys were named the second best MLB stadium for food by USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards. I didn't know that thing even existed, the award that is. Where have you guys placed in years previous to this big second place finish this year?
Yeah, we have been in the top 10, but we have never placed as high as second.
Nice.
So as I'm happy about that, and it's something to aspire to. I'd like to be number one, but number two is not bad. And, you know, again, food is a big part of the experience. And while a lot of people love their traditional brats and dogs and peanuts and beer and sodas, you know, we want to provide different variety. We want to have different options. We've got some different hot dog specialty things. We've got a chicken parm sandwich. We've got the Third Street Market Hall Annex. So, you know, always trying to liven it up with adding different things, and hopefully people respond. And it's nice to be recognized by USA Today and the fans.
The one place where if you have kids, you always end up going, sometimes multiple times during the game, is the team store. And we've seen some changes there too.
Yeah, we added about 1,000 square feet of space to showcase more product. We removed the hat wall, which was blocking half the store, and put it against the wall. So when you walk into the store, you can see everything in one visual. We moved the cash registers to a separate room. So that was taking up space that we could show product. Now it's a much faster and seamless transaction opportunity. So people get their products, go and migrate to a separate area, do their transactions, and get out so they don't miss too much of the game.
When we talk about fan attendance, how are we looking for this year compared to previous years as far as ticket sales go, knowing that this might be a year of transition a little bit for the Brewers?
Yeah, tickets are up. So the good news is, you know, in all the key metrics, group sales, single game tickets, new season ticket sales, all of them are up. So we're ahead of where we were last year. You know, obviously new faces on the team, and the division's certainly tougher. And, you know, we're the defending champs, but there's a target on our back because every team in our division has improved themselves, and we've got some new faces, but I'm excited about the talent, and it's going to be an exciting, you know, season. And, you know, the young kids are poised and hungry and I think ready to break out and have some really great years.
Home opener coming up on April 2nd. Is there any tickets left for that, or is that sold out?
We just released a few holds from visiting team and season seats, so there are some tickets, not a lot of tickets left, but there's some smattering of tickets left, so I encourage folks to go to brewers.com, and there'll be some opportunities there. We will be sold out, but we actually just released some holds, so there's now a new batch of some tickets that are available.
That's awesome. Good stuff. He is the Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, joining us here on 1250 AM The Fan. Rick, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.